right. Welcome to the Alpha Mega Campus Midweek, guys. Thank you for having you here. And at your, on your desk, you'll see our flyers with the announcements. And some of the fun stuff we have coming up this week are tomorrow. We'll have a Bible talk at Merced College at 12 p.m. So be there. That'd be great. If you're at Merced College. We have volleyball at 3 p.m. Yosemite Lake. So if you're a student here, you can just walk down the street. Walk down the street to Yosemite Lake and have a great time playing volleyball together. Friday, we'll have our gym night at Buena Vista.
Hey,
that's the gym we have. If you need a ride, just let us know. We'll get you a ride to the gym. It'll be great. We can play basketball, volleyball.
Friday is wrong.
Yeah, if you want to play, just let us know. We'll get you a ride.
So, Friday night, 500 Wayne Seven.
And then Saturday, we're going to have the best pancake breakfast ever. At 9 in the morning, we're going to be chefing up pancakes, eggs, sausages, all the good stuff. So be there. It's going to be amazing. You're going to leave stuffed. So just pull up. But all right, let's get into our lesson. Hey, Stephanie.
Hello.
And so this lesson is just, you know, to kick off our semester the right way in God's word. And what better way than just talking about how to build a rock solid faith, right? Because, you know, we're all trying to build something, guys. You know, whether you're in school, whether you're working, we're all trying to build a life. But what about building for eternity? You know, is there a manual for that? I don't know. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. And so, let's go to the Word of God, see how we can build our lives on Jesus. So we're going to be in Matthew 7, verse 24 through 27 today.
Matthew
7,
what is it?
24 through 27. Okay, yep. Yes, sir, Jimmy. And the word of God reads that therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Wow. And so Jesus gives us a parable here, you know, a story about, you know, these two guys building a house. And that's what they have in common, you know. They might have had, you know, the exact same materials when they started building a house, but they got two very different outcomes, guys. And so when you're building a house, you need all different things. You know, you need wood, you need stone, you need a lot of nails. All different things. But the most important thing that you need when you're building a house is the foundation. You know?
Wait a minute. He's not a student at UC
Merced. Yeah, kick him out.
What's he doing here?
Call security.
What's he doing?
He's alumni.
He graduated. Sorry.
No worries. What's up, Kevin? You know, the most important thing when you're building a house is the foundation. You know, it gives stability and structure and makes sure that, you know, it doesn't fall down. And that picture there is a picture of the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy.
Yes.
And the reason why it leans is because it has a faulty foundation. And so that shows us how important it is to have a solid, sturdy foundation. But, you know, this story that Jesus tells us, it's not about building a house, really. It's about our lives. And so we see how we build our lives is very costly. You know, Jesus gives us two choices, building on the rock and building on sand. There's no in between. You can't half build on the rock and half build on the sand. It doesn't work. Now, everyone, you know, if you ask them, would say, I want a sturdy and prosperous life. But so often, we make choices that fly in the face of that and lead us to building on something that just falls down. But I believe it all comes down to, you know, what voice are we listening to? Now, in verse 24, it says that everyone who hears these words of mine. Hello, Brianna. Hey, Xenia. We are in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. And like I was saying, it all comes down to what voice that we're listening to. Now, Jesus says in verse 24, everyone who hears these words of mine. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, are we listening to the voice of Jesus? Now, Jesus in John 10:3 says that his sheep follow him and that they know his voice. And so let's really ask ourselves, can we recognize the voice of Jesus? Now, are we doing things like reading our Bible? No, not just once a week, but every day. Shocking, I know, right, John? No, praying, not just when we're stressed out and really need to pass that test, but just because we want to talk to God. No? We have to train ourselves to really listen to his voice. Because if we don't listen to his voice, now, we can be pretty sure, listen to another voice. And that voice is the devil, really, honestly. And not in this, like, possession way, but in just any voice that takes away from God is from the devil. And the same way that construction workers don't start building until, you know, the foreman, like, says it's okay to build, we can't build on the rock until we know Jesus' voice. And think about the devil that, you know, I've seen. That he'll convince you that you're building on the rock when the whole time you're building on sand. No, he'll tell you things like, don't read your Bible. No, just do your homework. Even though you have plenty of time to do your homework, if you didn't procrastinate, no, don't go to church because you can just sleep in. No, pick up that shift because you need that extra money and skip out being with believers. No, these are all things that the devil will try to convince you is your rock, but in reality, it's just sand. So before we start building that foundation that Jesus talks about, we have to make sure that we listen to the right voice, guys. Well, the man who built on the sand, No, he probably thought he was building on the right foundation until the storm came. No, until it was too late. So that means we have to be very sure of where we build. You know, Proverbs 14:12 says that there is a way that seems right to a man, but that it leads to death. So it's not just about hearing his voice, but also about putting it into practice. No, we have to actually do what Jesus says. And I know that's also a pretty big shocker. But if you're not building to obey Jesus and to actually live by his teachings, you're also just building to fail as well. You know, John 8:31-32, it says, like, to the Jews who believed in him, that if you hold to his teachings, hold to Jesus' teachings, that you are really his disciples. And so we can't just be Christians in theory. We have to actually do the work. And that's how we know that we're building on the rock and listening to his voice. And so, just to hammer this point home, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 to 15. And so it says, by the grace that God has given me, I lay the foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one has already been laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved. And so it says that Paul laid a foundation as a wise builder. Now, in the context of this verse, Paul is talking about how he planted the church in Corinth and made every effort to build on Jesus. And so what made Paul a wise builder? Well, the first thing that I noticed is that he saw building on Jesus as the only option. You know, he says that no one can lay a foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, he knew that if he built the church on anything other than Jesus, it wasn't going to work. Now, how much more then, if we try to build our lives on anything other than Jesus, is it not going to work? Now, are we convinced, you know, like Paul was, that there is no other foundation other than Jesus? Or are we holding out hope for a girlfriend or a job or a degree to be that foundation? And the second thing that I noticed is that, you know, Paul, you know, when he built that foundation, he truly invested in it. You know, he says that he built with gold, silver, costly stones. And the thing I noticed, these things are really expensive, right? You can't just go to Dollar Tree, buy gold. These are things that cost you to sacrifice. You know, Paul was willing to sacrifice to make sure he was going to build the right way. And so, what are you guys willing to sacrifice to build on Jesus? No, your time, your energy, your love. We're going to make sure that you are building on something that is built using gold, silver, costly stones. Because you should see Jesus as worth building with everything you have. You know, I see using wood, hay, or straw as, you know, giving God your leftovers. And if that's what you choose to build with, you're not going to go far. You know, if you give God your leftovers, you just simply won't survive when, it says, Paul says, the day approaches. So we have to make sure we build with what costs us something. Because Jesus didn't hesitate to lay his life down, which was even more costly. Now, the thing is, though, we don't see many people who are wise builders. Yeah. You know, look around, like your college campus, your jobs. You don't see many people who are trying to build on Jesus' words. Even people who claim that they're Christian. And, you know, the question is, like, why is that? You know, why aren't they putting his words into practice? Now, I think the answer, in a simple way, is that, you know, they have just foolish faith. But the long answer is that we would rather take shortcuts, you know, in our faith and build on sand. You know, building on a rock, it takes hard work, right?
Yeah.
You know, you gotta drill down. You gotta move all that stone to make sure you're firmly set on that rock. You know, building on Jesus in that same way, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of sacrifice. You know, it means being willing to miss out on when your friends want to go out to that party. It means being willing to speak up and share your faith with people. No, it means being willing to forgive when people hurt you. No, but a lot of people aren't willing to do this and take the shortcut of building on sand. No, they keep silent about their faith because they won't be those people. No, that Christian guy or that Christian girl. Or they compromise what they believe to get ahead. You know, I know God wouldn't want me to cheat on that test, but you know, I gotta get my degree. He'll understand. You know, it's those kind of decisions that show like where our heart is. You know, building on sand is choosing to build on what's temporary. You know, think about it this way. You wouldn't feel safe driving with someone who took a shortcut to get their license, right?
No.
No, you wouldn't feel safe going to a doctor who cheated all through med school.
No.
So why are we okay with taking shortcuts and building our lives on Jesus? You said it, not me, John. Taking those shortcuts in our faith will catch up to us. because we will be caught unprepared when those storms happen. But let's go back to Matthew chapter 7. Seven, verse 24 through 27. Same one. And from 25, it says that the rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. And then going down to verse 26, 27, says the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. So we see, even if you built on the rock and the sand, the storms still come. You know, these storms of life, they're not an if, it's a when. And a thing that helps you being able to survive that, you know, whatever it is, whether it's a breakup, whether it's a family issue, whether it's a health issue, is making that choice to build on Jesus. But we have to ask ourselves, you know, this year, are we going to build that faith that endures? Or are we going to, you know, take those shortcuts and have that faith that crumbles? You know, a relationship isn't that foundation. A job isn't that foundation. Your degree isn't that foundation. Jesus is that foundation, guys.
Amen.
That does not mean that the things I just said, they're bad. This can't be what we put our trust in. You know, those storms can happen next week, next month, next second. But one thing I know is that Jesus gives us a promise that if we build on his words, listen to his voice, and don't just ignore his teachings, but put them into practice, that each and every one of us can stand firm when those storms come. So the thing that matters is, do you want to build a rock solid faith? And that's what I have for you guys. I'm going to have some discussion questions for you guys, just two. You know, what is a goal you have this year? And how can building on Jesus help bring you toward that goal? And what is an obstacle that can keep you from building on Jesus? And how can you overcome that obstacle? Yeah, just get in the groups and discuss away. Oh, let's see. Four. 4-2 group.